Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Of course, it's a day after an election in which we saw some interesting results around the region. I know you have a roundup this morning for
us. Yeah, let's start with the statewide ballot propositions. Voters statewide overwhelmingly defeated that proposal for a state constitutional convention. Numbers, looks like 80% of the state voters said no constitutional convention is needed. But they did approve the two other propositions. One is a measure that would allow revocation of the pension of elected officials who are convicted of felonies related to their public duties. And the third one also passed. That would establish a land bank of up to 250 acres to allow towns, villages, and counties in the Adirondacks and the Catskills to use Forest Preserve for other kinds of needs. Let's go to some local races. In Saratoga Springs, Democrat Meg Kelly will be the Spa City's next mayor. She defeated Republican Mark Baker. The fate of the city's commissioner form of government remained in question, though, Tuesday night. There were only 50 votes separating the ayes, ayes, and nays, and there are 482 absentee ballots out there, so stay tuned on that one. In Albany, incumbent Mayor Kathy Sheehan won re-election. She defeated Frank Commisso Jr. In the race for Rensselaer County Executive, Republican Steve McLaughlin looks to me like he defeated Democrat candidate Andrea Smith. He had about a 1,000-vote lead when last I looked at those results. In the city of Schenectady, three Democratic incumbents were re-elected to the Schenectady City Council. They beat back a third-party challenger and two Republicans. In Schoharie County, Undersheriff Ron Stevens defeated his boss, two-term incumbent Sheriff and in Niskayuna, the race for town supervisor, Republican Yasmin Syed beat 10-year incumbent Joe Landry. Landry's also the Schenectady County Democratic chairman. Over to Glenville, in an upset in what has generally been a Republican town, Democrats Mike Godlewski and Mike Aragosa were elected to the town board. And up in Fulton County, there was another upset. Bill Roback will be the Gloversville next mayor. He defeated incumbent Dayton King.
Not sure if you heard any numbers yet, Judy. It seemed like turnout was a bit higher.
Yeah, you know, it was refreshing to see, especially in an off-year election. We saw some pretty strong numbers in local races and even townwide or statewide. That might be due to the publicity the constitutional convention measure got across the state.
We're also seeing what appears to be a backlash against some of the president's policies and issues. Well, we've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, you can head to dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you. Talk to you next week.